Unit 6, page 65, exercise 5.
Our last class trip was to Westminster Abbey in London. We really wanted to go there because we'd studied it in history and we weren't disappointed. It's a fantastic place. All the English kings and queens' tombs are in Westminster Abbey. It's really old too. I think it was built in 1065, but I'm not sure. The only thing that wasn't brilliant was the queue to get in. Despite the fact that we had booked, we still had to wait for about 45 minutes to get in, and it was really cold. It's one of the most popular sites in London, and inside it isn't very large, so they can't let everyone in at the same time. In spite of that, I'd recommend it to anyone.
We're studying the 18th century at school, so the teacher took us to visit Iron Bridge. It's a bridge over the River Severn, and it's in a beautiful place not far from Wales. Iron Bridge is famous because it was the world's first bridge made of iron. Before that, bridges were made of wood or stone. It was quite interesting because we were able to walk across the bridge, which is 30 metres high. Then we visited a museum which told us about the history of the bridge and how it was built in 1779. After Iron Bridge, we visited some industrial museums, which I wasn't so keen on because there were too many. By the time we'd finished, I was really tired. It nearly put me off history forever.
We like visiting old buildings, and we'd already been to Windsor Castle, so last weekend we set off for Hampton Court. Dad was driving, and he hadn't been there before. We took the wrong direction somewhere and ended up heading for Oxford. We finally got to Hampton Court after 2 hours driving around. Although Hampton Court was a palace for the kings and queens of England, it looks more like a castle than a palace, but it's a fantastic place. The best part of the tour was the old kitchens. They show you what rich people used to eat in the 16th century. It's not surprising that a lot of them were fat. Hampton Court was built in 1514, and it's a great place for a day out.